The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Donovan for the final game of our triple header. We're shifting action to the boys. You're listening to the Kerr Chevrolet pregame show brought to you by Chevrolet. Hastings only GM certifies used dealership. No worries. Kerr Chevrolet on South Burlington. Rob Osmond, Tyson Urbanek with you, preparing for the tip-off in about 10 minutes, which will be the Blue Hill Bobcats under Coach Tim Coffey, taking on, they're at 13-3, by the way, and they're taking on Silver Lake, the Silver Lake squad under head coach Terry Bauer, have amassed a record of 7-8. And this is one of those games that does not look pretty, to say the least, for Silver Lake. But Silver Lake has managed to win four of their last five games. They lost to Lawrence Nelson in the game that we covered. But they have beaten some quality teams as well. And I'm fairly certain that they have never seen Blue Hill. Well, they have early in the season. That's right.
And that was actually a game that we covered, Rob, early on.
I remember that. Yep.
Amazing how that light turns on. Yeah, but no. What we saw, and like you said, this matchup on paper doesn't look very good. The only three teams that Blue Hill has lost to this season has been 14-1 St. Cecilia, 15-1 Grand Island Central Catholic, and 8-6 Wood River, all of Class C1. So that kind of shows you the caliber of opponents that Blue Hill has played during their non-conference, so to speak. And so you know, Blue Hill's got. They're well seasoned. I mean, they've trained in the early portion of the schedule against some of the better teams in the state, and so you got them confidence riding high. And size mismatch is going to be another factor tonight with 6'6" forward, senior forward Kurt Burke, and he is going to play a huge role tonight as he did the first game. Riley Bonifitz also in that game that we covered against Silver Lake, he really took control. Chad Hastings at the guard play. What can you say? The only thing I'm very interested to see tonight about Silver Lake, and it's probably one of the main talking points, Rob, is the return of Kevin Hall to the starting lineup.
Yeah, Kevin Hall, if you remember right, for the Silver Lake Mustangs football squad, broke his leg in their last, I think it was the semifinals. Where's that light bulb that I'm looking for?
Yeah.
Obviously, it was the last game that Silver Lake played, but I think if they won, they would. You have the opportunity to go to Lincoln.
I believe it was the
semifinal game. But Kevin Hall, regardless, broke his leg early in that game and was unable, obviously, to finish and was unable to start in the basketball in time to keep up with everyone else on the Mustang squad. However, he did play the game that we called last week, and I think that was his fifth appearance in a game, and this probably is close to, if not his first start coming back. Now, he looked pretty solid at times during that game last week that we saw, but there were times where it looked like he may have been favoring that leg or may just not have the confidence or that mid-season form yet.
Yeah, and Rob, I think a lot of that is, and he is, I think, probably the one of the most natural athletes that Silver Lake has in their athletic system right now. He's got a really good touch with the shot, but you saw it a lot of times on that jump shot. He would sort of kind of stutter step, and he wouldn't get that clean with the knees. That power that you need on the jumper, to force down with your knees and get that jump shot up in the air, you could just tell it wasn't there. He was coming up short on a few occasions, and I believe, if I'm correct, I don't think he shot at a very high percentage. I think he was around the 30% shooting mark in that game. But, of course, as we know in that Lawrence Nelson Silver Lake game from last time we called, neither team really shot the ball well, so it'll be interesting to see if he can get out in space. I'll be interested to see the matchup. I believe he will be going up against either Ozdick or Chad Hastings, or maybe even Riley Bonifitz. I can see Riley Bonifitz and Kevin Hall being a very interesting matchup tonight, and to see if Riley Bonifitz tries to use his speed and his power to get around Kevin Hall with favoring his leg.
All right, well, let's take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll look at some of the top scorers and see what we can expect from both sides of this matchup tonight. So stay with us. We're about 5 minutes from tip-off, so stay tuned. We've got a great basketball game coming your way to see who's going to go to the championship of the Twin Valley Conference Basketball Tournament, and you're going to find out right here on The Breeze, 94.5 at KLIQFM.com.
Rain and Hail Crop Insurance products offered through the Kroll Agency give you a long-standing, stable company with innovative products, services, and ideas for your operation. Stop by and visit with the Kroll Agency for all your risk management needs by sales closing date of March 15, 2010. Contact any of the Kroll Agency offices in Kennesaw, Hastings, Roseland, and Minden. The Kroll Agency Incorporated, Kennesaw, Hastings, Roseland, and Minden. Rain and Hail LLC is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Tyson School. Rob Osmond, Tyson Ravonis with you for the semifinal matchup for the Twin Valley Conference Basketball Tournament. We're going to find out who's going to advance to take on Lawrence Nelson. The Raiders dispatching Shelton earlier tonight here at Donovan in a very lopsided game, 55-22. So Lawrence Nelson playing at a very high level of confidence and ready to take on the victor of tonight's matchup here between Silver Lake and Blue Hill. We're looking at Silver Lake as they are the visitors. Their top scorers, Jake Polk, solid player, averages 12 points per ball game. Tyler Ostrander, 10 points. Very solid offensive player, Silver Lake. When they get firing, they're kind of a streaky team, so when they're on, they are absolutely on, and they do a fantastic job doing so. As far as defensively on the boards, look for a big impact from Nate Koss. Koss is a solid defender on both sides. Tyler Ostrander also averaging about 7 points. Boards per game, and those are going to be your big name makers for Silver Lake.
Yeah, and here's one of the other matchups that I'm going to be very interested in watching. You got Birkin and Ostrander, two of the bigger guys in the Twin Valley Conference, and that'll be a very interesting matchup. Foul trouble is going to be a huge factor in tonight's game. We've seen when Birkin matches up against somebody typical to his size, he tends to get in foul trouble early. The game we did against Sandy Creek, he had to be pulled very early in the game, and that allowed Sandy Creek the ability to get back into that game. We also saw it with Ostrander. He got off against Lawrence Nelson, the two quick fouls. Then he kind of got back in the groove a little bit and then just got pulled a little bit. So it's Birkin versus Ostrander. That's going to be one of the key matchups tonight.
Birkin at 6'6", Ostrander at 6'5" for the Mustangs. For top scorer, Chad Hastings, averages 15 points per game. Riley Boniface right behind at 14, and then you got Birkin knocking on the door at 9, right behind them. So some solid shooting for the Blue Hill Bobcats as well. Defensively, Boniface and Birkin, two big guys, hauling down some boards for the Blue Hill boys. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will have the starting lineups for this matchup tonight. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 at KLIQFM.com.
The superheroes of service, powered by Pedwood. Take the time you need when you don't know the need to. High Tech in your hometown. The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Donovan High School. Rob Osmond, Tyson Hrvonik with you for the semifinal matchup in the Twin Valley Conference Boys Basketball. Lawrence Nelson tomorrow at about 7:15 at the conclusion of the girls' matchup in the Twin Valley Conference. Here's your starting lineups, by the way, brought to you by New Tech Seed. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, proud sponsors of our starting lineup. As we prepare to get underway, Silver Lake again comes into this contest at 7-8. They will be the visitors, and their starters, Kevin Hall, picking up the start tonight. He's a 5'11 senior. Jake Polk, top scorer for the Mustangs, is a 6'1 junior. Nate Cossey is a 6-foot senior with a start tonight, one of the top board getters, if you will, for Silver Lake. And Jacob Trausch is a 5'11 junior, solid starter. And their big guy is Tyler Ostrander. He is a 6'5 and a junior. That's your Silver Lake Mustangs starting lineup. Head coach Terry Bauer. Tim Coffey's the head coach of the Blue Hill Bobcats. And taking a look at their starting lineup, a very solid, very strong one. The Bobcats are 13-3, and as Tyson pointed out earlier, those three teams are all in the class above and all doing quite well in their respective classes. Blue Hill, though, 11-3 under head coach Tim Coffey. For the Bobcats, their starters tonight, Thomas Ozdick is a senior guard. He is a 5'9 senior. Chad Hastings is a 6-foot senior guard with the start. Riley Boniface, very solid player, very athletic kid who does a fantastic job. He is a 6'2 senior playing in the forward position. The other guard will be Brock Kumke. He is a 6'1 junior starter for the Bobcats. And Kurt Birkin, the big guy in the middle, technically in a forward position, is a 6'6 senior. Will have his hands full tonight for the Blue Hill Bobcats and the against the Mustangs. So it's a I look for a pretty solid outing for Blue Hill. They need to make a statement and show that they're ready to take on Lawrence Nelson tomorrow. Mustangs are going to have their A game on tonight.
Yeah, they really are, Rob, because you remember back early on in the season, we watched these two teams' final score 67-40. It was a 27-point victory for Blue Hill in a game where Blue Hill really got out of the gate early and just sort of ran away with it after Silver Lake sort of came out with a hot third, kind of like we saw in the Lawrence Nelson game, where Shelton kind of came out hot in the third quarter, and then Lawrence Nelson was able to take away from it. Same thing in the first game we saw. Blue Hill was able to run away late in the game. And if Silver Lake doesn't have their A game on, look for a repeat performance.
Absolutely. We're about ready to get underway. I do want to mention that Silver Lake comes into this tournament as the number 5 seed. They beat Kennesaw, and then now we'll take on Blue Hill to get here. As for Blue Hill, they dispatched Franklin on Tuesday and have been waiting for Silver Lake ever since, and are now ready to move on. It'll be Tyler Ostrander and Kurt Birkin for the tip-off, and we are underway. Blue Hill Bobcats get off to a start. Boniface will start it off, working it for the Bobcats. Shot comes up from Hastings, is up and in for two. Chad Hastings on the board first for the Bobcats, 2-0. Silver Lake comes back, tries to slow things down now. Nate Coffey with the ball back at midcourt over to the left side of the court. The Mustangs are in their traditional maroon color, tops and shorts, white stripe down the side. The Bobcats are technically the home team hosting this tournament as now Boniface changes positions with Maverick Busboom. Passing it now around the right side. Trausch sends it across to Jake Polk. Polk getting covered by Chad Hastings. Polk looking for it. Bounce pass inside to Ostrander. Ostrander turns around and jumps, but he took a step when he did it. He needed that extra step to try to get around Birkin, who had closed in on him, and called for the traveling violation. It's a turnover, and the Bobcats now with a chance to stretch their lead. They're up now 2-0 to get started here in the first quarter. 6:55 to play. Bounce pass inside to Birkin. Birkin off the backcourt, gets it to go. Good Birkin. Solid play on the post. Gets it. Trausch now takes it across midcourt. Gets a little bit of interference around. They're off the backcourt now. Too hard. He'll pick up the rebound and bring it back out. No, he stepped on the line. Trausch got double-teamed quickly. Had a lot of pressure and fought his way through it. Made a very low percentage shot and got his own rebound, and then in trying to retreat, stepped on the line in doing so. So the Bobcats now come back up by 4. Hastings now works to Boniface. Boniface passes underneath to Birkin. Birkin from the right side now. Shot is up. It's no good. Pass to no one from Trausch, and the Bobcats can't convert on it. The rebound will go to Silver Lake as the Mustangs come on back trying to cut into this 4-point Bobcat lead. Jake Polk now has it on the left side, again getting pressure from Chad Hastings. Hastings now steps up and into it, trying to make it something happen. Trausch now back to Polk. Polk catches Ostrander now in the wing position outside. Long pass, way out of bounds it goes into the crowd, and another costly turnover for Silver Lake. 4-0, 5:45 to go in the first quarter. Ozdick now works over to the left side, picks up Maverick Busboom. Busboom kicks it around to Boniface. Boniface tries to spin his way in. Reverse layup goes up and in. Riley Boniface, solid, powerful play. Now a double team in the backcourt as Trausch. We got a timeout called by Silver Lake. Terry Bauer is going to talk about it. Just a short one. We'll stay here with you, but it's a 6-0 lead. Bobcats playing their typical tough play all around.
Yeah, and Rob, Silver Lake's got to stop giving Blue Hill extra possessions. We've seen a couple costly turnovers. That pass that was just way over the head, probably a ball that should have never even been thrown. And they're trying to make something out of nothing. Blue Hill right now, though, playing really tight defense. Matching up very well right now.
And another pass from Trausch that was missed. The Mustang player was heading down court, and the ball just sailed out of bounds. So those are two turnovers that could get you right back in the ball game.
Yeah.
So Silver Lake now with another opportunity to get it. Jake Polk will inbound pass. Now the double team back to Trausch. He'll hustle it up across midcourt, splits through Bobcat defenders, and now slows up the pace. Nate Cossey with the ball over on the right side has yet to put it to the court. Now coming up was Busboom to give him a little bit of pressure. Pass underneath to Ostrander. Has the ball knocked away, and it's going to be either Birkin or Boniface. Both were surrounding Ostrander. Foul's going to be on Ozdick, who might did not see in the area.
Yeah.
Ostrander's first shot is no good.
Well, you know, Birkin and Boniface both really tall compared to Ozdick, so he might have been behind the play. We just didn't see him.
Yep, that could have been. Second shot off the rim is no good from Ostrander. Boniface gets up and gets the rebound. And the Bobcats now. Busboom to Boniface, who drives now. It's a left-handed layup that's going to go up and in. Riley Boniface, 4 quick points, and the Bobcats are up 8-0.
Great adjustment from Riley Boniface on that play.
Quick push, Ostrander underneath, goes up and against Birkin, and Birkin will draw the foul. Ostrander right underneath the basket, had little opportunity. He goes to the left side, he's clean.
Yeah. And back to what I was going to say on that Riley Boniface play, one of the things that always impresses me is his ability to that switching the ball hand. That is an attribute from players that are taking the ball to the lane that is really overlooked, that ability to, if your right side's blocked, to switch off to the left side. And like you just said with Ostrander here, if he switches to the left side, it's in for 2 points.
Off-handed practice will make you take care of that. Ostrander connects on 1 of 2. It's an 8-1 ball game. Bobcats up on top. Hastings makes our check that Ozdick. Passes over to his left side, going to get a push on Silver Lake away from the ball. First team foul for Silver Lake, and it's going to be called on Sawyer Monroe. Shot goes up. I didn't see who made it, though. It was a quick one.
Birkin.
Kirk Birkin picks up his 4th point of the ball game. 10-1 now in favor of the Bobcats. You look away for a half a second, and the Bobcats can rack up the points.
Oh, yeah. And it was a nice inbounds play. Birkin just stood up. He sneaked right behind us. Ostrander got the ball in and got a quick, easy 2-point play.
Still looking for that first field goal from the Mustangs, only connecting on the free throw line. Ostrander now with Birkin on the wing. Now passed across to the front, picked up by Sawyer Monroe. He'll make the pass inside. It's going to be kicked out. Good handle on it by Jacob Trausch, but it's going to be knocked out of bounds. And I think the Mustangs will get it back. Chad Hastings was hustling inside there and forced the issue, but the Mustangs will get it back. Down by 9 early. 3:50 to go in the first quarter. Ostrander working with Cossey. Cossey gets it, trying to get it inside to Ostrander. Ostrander can't get away from Birkin, or can't get good position on him at least. Now Ostrander one more time draws a double team as Busboom collapsed in on him. left-handed shot goes up from Trausch. It's no good. Or Coffee, rather. Coffee's second effort is no good. Rebound goes into the hands of the Bobcats, and Chad Hastings comes streaking down the left side, and before he can gain control of it, he's going to be fouled.
Nice defensive play there from Chad Hastings as he actually reaches behind his head to pull the pass back and turn it the other way.
Super athletic. Foul is going to be called on Jake Polk. It'll be his first. Busboom now working with Hastings. Ozdick, rather. Now to Hastings. Hastings' three-point shot goes up, rattles the iron, but no good. Rebound goes to the Mustangs. Foul called away from the ball. And I think Birkin got it with this.
I think he did. Just diving in there. There was a loose ball. And, you know, you always try to teach your player, if you don't see the ball, you know, just don't go diving into a pile because you're going to get it with a foul more times than not. And I think that's what we saw on that play. And that's his second
foul for Kurt Birkin. So that's exactly what we talked about. He's in foul trouble. And, boy, there's trouble.
Yeah. And that's exactly what Coach Coffey is telling him. Is, you know, you're my down low guy. You've got to be in that matchup against Ostrander, or you can't be making fouls like that away from the basketball.
Yep, absolutely. There's no cause for it. So Mustangs now with an opportunity to get back in this game and take advantage of that situation now. Of course, Bobcats are pretty deep, even at that post position. It's a minor adjustment for them now. Coffey drives inside, baseline, throws it up and gets it. 10-3 now, the score. The first field goal for the Mustangs. Shot up and in. It's only a two-pointer from Busboom. And it's 12-3. In favor of the Bobcats. Pass underneath, surviving the collision. Oh, no, good play. Jacob Trausch made a nice play after getting a nice body check from Chad Hastings. He is able to keep it together and follow through and get the shot. It's 12-5 now. Clock under 2 minutes to play in the first quarter.
And you see Silver Lake right now, they're taking advantage of Birkin being out of the game. They're just getting the ball down low.
Ozdick, three-point shot. No, it's two-point shot. Had a foot on the line. And connects. It's 14-5 all alone. One more time. Trausch goes. Makes the last-second pass to Catarino Perez. And Perez, as a freshman back in the game, does a great job for Silver Lake.
Yeah, Rob, two good freshmen on the court right now, one from Silver Lake and one from Blue Hill, as we have Maverick Busboom as well. He's a freshman point guard for Blue Hill. I really expect some great things from him in the future. He's so athletic, such a good player.
Yeah, absolutely. He seems to have a very, very positive attitude as well. If now he's getting some pressure from Jake Polk, he'll finally shake it. Ozdick comes up from the free throw line and gets it to drop. Nice jumper by Tom Ozdick to get it to go to 16-5. It's 11.5. Clearly not what the Mustangs needed to get started here in the semifinal game in the Twin Valley Basketball Tournament.
Notice now Kevin Hall's back in the game for Silver Lake.
Goes baseline, tries to kick it back out, does so. Connor Hansen is there. Second effort, rebound from Catarino Perez. Perez's shot is no good. Ozdick now at the top of the key. Eye in the defense over to Busboom. Busboom crossed the corner, catches a streaking Chad Hastings. Hastings runs it down and now works it up the left side on the wing. Ball in the hands now of Riley Boniface. Boniface passes over to the left side. Now back out top of the key to Hastings. Hastings just shoots it up on the jumper. It's no good. Hall with the rebound for the Mustangs as they work their way up to the right side. Bounce pass inside, comes right back to Jake Polk. Polk throws up a three-pointer, and it's short and no good. Silver Lake will retain possession as Butler was diving down on the court, and the ball sails out of bounds. The Coffee automatically points into the ball in his possession.
Yeah.
And it was clearly Silver Lake.
Well, really great awareness, though, from Maverick Buston. He noticed that Silver Lake was overloaded on that would be overloaded on the left side, and so he makes the diving effort to swat it out of bounds so that they don't get an easy two-point conversion.
Yeah, absolutely. So good heads-up play. Long three-pointer at the buzzer is no good from Jake Polk. He was almost half-court when he sent it flying, but the clock was running down. So we'll go to the second quarter, 16-5. Bobcats on top. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 at KLIQFM.com.
If you're looking for a way to cut your energy bills, come into Square Deal Lumber and Hardware and take a look at Anderson Windows. Their high-performance, low-E glass, wood construction, and tight seal help give your home the weather resistance and insulating properties it needs to lower your bills in heat, cold, rain, or shine. Stop into Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, West Jackson Street, Holstein, and see how beautiful saving energy can be. With Anderson Windows, long live the home.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Second quarter action underway from Donovan. Rob Osmond, Tyson Hebronic with you. Blue Hill Bobcats up on top. 15-5, Mustangs have the ball, but stepping on the line was Jaden Graybill. And that turnover will give the Bobcats an opportunity to stretch this 11-point lead. Maverick Busboom now on the right side, catches Boniface. Boniface turned away by Tyler Ostrander. Stripped clean, Tyler Ostrander climbs the ladder. And for him, it's just a stepping stool. But he was able to knock that ball away from freaking Riley Boniface. And then, with the Mustangs, a perfect opportunity to capitalize on it. The ball gets thrown out of bounds, and no one around.
Yeah, what a great opportunity to capitalize on that play. Ostrander, though, great presence of mind defensively not to foul. It was a great block, very clean block. Got all ball, and he didn't draw the foul.
Yep. Yeah, it was clean. No impact there. Thomas Ostick makes the drive on the left side. Nice, easy layup. 6 points for Thomas Ostick. 7:10 to go in the first half. Mustangs now trying to convert. Just two field goals in the game thus far. Ostrander inside, off the backboard, can't get it. Great opportunity. Trausch is there. His shot is no good. From the baseline, and those are the automatic shots that just got to go. You're not going to get much time. Take a shot.
Yeah, if you get the opportunity to beat Blue Hill down low, especially with their size, the forward in the center position, if you're going to climb back into this game, those bunnies have to drop. And right now, Silver Lake just once again getting off to a little bit of a poor start offensively.
Five new sets of legs for Silver Lake. Rebound went to the Mustangs, but the Bobcats were there to break it up in the transition, and Blue Hill will get another look at it. Ostick now works over to the left side to Busboom, to Boniface now on the wing. Pass underneath and down hard on the court goes Thomas Ostick. But the ball sails out of bounds, and the Mustangs now with yet another opportunity to try to narrow this gap at the 13-point Bobcat lead. The Mustangs have got to put something together. Shot down the baseline is around and not down. Jake Polk had a good shot on the baseline, and now
I think we're going to get a foul on Sawyer Monroe.
If so, that would be his second. That is the case. Sawyer Monroe now with two fouls.
He's just getting a little over-aggressive there. He tried to pick Maverick Busco's pocket as Maverick was coming up the court. And Maverick makes one move, and it's a reach.
Now it's the Bobcats throwing it away as Thomas Ostick throws it, tries to catch a player down the left side and ends up into the crowd. So the Mustangs, this will be their third opportunity off a turnover in a row, and they've yet to complete one. In the ball game now is Candy Gomez. Gomez almost throws it away, but it's tracked down by Sawyer Monroe. Now Monroe drops from the just inside the paint. Shot is off to the left side from the free throw line. It's no good. Rebound will go to Chad Hastings now. Ostick has it at the top of the key. Battling against Jake Polk. Makes over on the left side and streaking in with Chad Hastings. And Hastings made a nice hip check and no real effort to throw the ball up as he kind of just took the hip out of bounds. Bobcats will get the ball back. Knocked away by Sawyer Monroe, but the Bobcats get it back. Jump shot goes in and out from Chad Hastings. Monroe spending a lot of time on the court. That's three times, I think, he's been belly down on the court, diving for a ball. That was Connor Hansen. Made a nice right-handed hook shot, streaking away from the basket and gets it to go. It's 18-7. Mustangs need more of that. Yeah. Bobcats now an 11-point lead. Drive by Chad Hastings, and now we got everyone on the court.
You cannot fault the hustle. Everyone's spending some time diving for loose balls, even if that ball's not loose. I think you saw there Sawyer Monroe just made a diving effort as Ozdick was taking the ball up court.
Yeah, Sawyer Monroe, I love watching him play football. He's a solid 110% every single play. If he ain't dirty by the end of the game, he's not playing well.
And that's what we're seeing from here on the basketball court.
Yeah.
Just overall 110% from Sawyer Monroe.
Mustangs now down by 11. Have the ball. Kevin Hall getting covered by Thomas Ozdick. Takes it himself, tries to go baseline, gets cut off by Ozdick. Now double team with Boniface in there. Gets the pass off to Ostrander. Ostrander gets the roll and gets it to go. That's the first field goal for Tyler Ostrander, and the Mustangs will need more of that. The lead is now 9 for the Bobcats. Shot is up just inside. Nice touch on it. Brock Kumpke gets it to go. His first field goal of the night. 20-9, and the Bobcats back on top by 11. Hall now on the right side, back to the top of the key, picks up Jaden Graybill inside, just thrown up by Nate Cossie. It's no good. Hall was fighting for the rebound, couldn't get it, but he's going to be fouled in the process, so Hall will go to the line. We'll see which Bobcat was tabbed with the foul. It'll be the second one for Thomas Ozdick.
You don't want to get him in foul trouble, Rob, because he's one of the better leaders at the point. He's such a good passer. Sees all the lanes before he makes his decision, and Blue Hill will need him back in this game.
Kevin Hall connects. 21-10. Bobcats now. Chad Hastings at midcourt, getting covered by Nate Cossie, will drive, throw it up on the left side. It's off the rim and short. Foul called. Hastings should go to the line on this one.
I have 2011. I'm not sure what you have, but I have 2011. Now we've got 22.
Yeah, something's up, and I'm trying to figure out who number 43 is. Hastings, one of two.
We have no 43. Ostrander. Ostrander's 43.
Oh, that's right.
You looking at the wrong roster?
I'm looking at the wrong roster. There we go. Okay, so the Mustangs back in business now. The score hopefully will take care of itself. For the moment, it's 22-11 in favor of the Mustangs. Hall goes up and gets met by Chad Hastings in mid-flight, and Hastings comes away with the ball. 3 minutes to go in the first half. Foul away from the ball.
And from the reaction of Riley Boniface, I believe that one's going to go on him. And we're waiting to see here. And then that will indeed go on Riley Boniface, his first foul.
Yeah, something is up with the score, by the way.
I think it's set now. Did Kevin Hall make both of his free throws? And if he did, it's set now.
I don't think he made it, both of them, though.
But we'll get it all sorted out here. We got 2 minutes and 42 seconds till halftime.
Absolutely. Connor Hansen, traveling violation for the Mustangs, turns it over to the Bobcats. Bobcats now with it. 22-11 is the score. I think you might be right on the score now. Fast goes into the backside of the Mustangs off Jake Folk, and the Mustangs were able to pick it down, and another opportunity for the Mustangs. Right now, Silver Lake is beating Silver Lake.
Yeah, they have to capitalize on these offensive opportunities. And
Katerina Perez throws up one, and it comes up way short. Perez now with the difficult assignment of guarding Brock Kumke. Kumke at 6'1", and Katerina Perez at 5'4", and there's just a bit of a mismatch there.
Yeah, I would say.
Drive inside is no good. Sawyer Monroe dropped the shoulder to come on in, and we'll pick up the, we'll draw the foul. He'll go to the line. We'll see which of the Bobcats was guilty of that. Maverick Busboom will pick up his first. Monroe shot, no good. Second one is up and in. The Sawyer Monroe, 1-for-2. Bobcats now going back to work, dropping the shoulder and driving in is Chad Hastings. He'll get turned away, but dish off to Boniface. Boniface shot no good. Sawyer Monroe streaks up for the Mustangs, stops, tries to pass it. It's broken up by Osdick, and then Osdick loses control. Pass underneath, up and in, good play.
Nice play.
Jake Polk. Jake Polk took a nice feed from Candy Gomez. Gomez just picked him up nicely, and it's 22-14.
And to have that presence of mind in the entire scramble of things, and that ball switched hands 3 or 4 times to hit him, it was just excellent.
Jump shot goes up and in for 2 for Chad Hastings. He hit his second field goal of the night, and it's 24-14 now in favor of the Bobcats. Mustangs trying to cut into the 10-point lead. Gomez, Candy Gomez, trying to drive, turns it back to Katerina Perez. Perez goes up, tries to make a pass underneath, and no one's going to be able to get to it, and the Bobcats will take it back. Optic now works up the left side. 3-point shot goes up and in, and on the money, Chad Hastings with the touch. Timeout, Silver Lake. Another short one, so we will stay here. We've got 28 seconds to go in the first half. And the Bobcats making them when they count, and the Mustangs not making them when they count.
Huge play there from Chad Hastings late in the second quarter. He's rattled off 5 straight points, and he's just got that shooter's touch from behind the 3-point lane. And it's excellent to see the way he shoots the ball and the way Blue Hill gets him the ball in transition, Rob. Like we said, we got such a scramble coming back. And for Maverick Busboom to just be able to settle it down, get him the ball on the dish, and they've got so many options. Blue Hill, like the Silver Lake Girls team that we just saw, so many options offensively that you get that outside in, the inside out, excuse me, 3-point shot, and Chad Hastings making him pay for it.
Back to action now with 25 seconds on the clock. Mustangs with the ball. Nate Cossey working against Chad Hastings. Cossey trying to move the defense around. He's got Kevin Hall at the post along Ostrander. Pick is set. Wide open. 7 seconds on the clock. 6-3. Picking the three was Jacob Strauss. Strauss pops his first three. Last second shot is just off the money from Thomas Osdick. And we'll go to the locker room with a 27-17 score for the Mustangs. Down by 10. We'll take a quick break. Come back with second quarter action. You're listening to High School Basketball on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Scoop Agency Incorporated in Campbell wishes the Silver Lake and all the area athletes good luck. Scoop Agency Incorporated serves you with farm, auto, home, and crop insurance. They'll help you with the best prices and the best protection possible. Call the Scoop Agency at 402-756-8661, and it's a good idea to meet with your agent annually to make sure you're fully covered. Scoop Agency Incorporated, security is their business, service is their watchword. Scoop Agency Incorporated in Campbell, Nebraska.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill good neighbor pharmacy.
Hall's Oil Incorporated proudly supports all of the Silver Lake athletes, teams, and coaches. Hall's Oil has truckloads and semi-truckloads of fuel delivery, gas, diesel, or propane. Hall's Oil also carries a complete line of Chevron lubricants by the barrel or in bulk. Hall's Oil also has a selection of tires and batteries. Call Hall's Oil in Campbell or Wilcox for all of your petroleum needs. Call 402-756-8691. Good luck, Mustangs, from Hall's Oil Incorporated in Campbell and Wilcox.
We're the U Get More Superstore. Outlet Superstore. Shopping center around you. One stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around you. We're the U Get More Superstore.
Donovan High School, Rob Osmond with you, and welcome to the Allens of Hastings Halftime Show, brought to you by Allens, the You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings, proud sponsor of our halftime show. Rob Osmond, Tyson Rabonic with you, and watching Blue Hill sputter a little bit, but still hold to that 10-point lead as the Mustangs just can't capitalize on the amount of turnovers they're getting.
Yeah, and certainly a better showing for the Mustangs in that second half as they score 12 compared to 5. But you're exactly right, Rob, is because they're not getting those buckets in transition off the turnovers. They get down, they get what appears to be an easy look at the basket, and they're just not falling for Silver Lake right now, and that's converting. They've had three or four like that, and when you're down by 10, those three or four baskets, that could have been 8 points, and you're seeing a much closer ball game. I don't think Silver Lake is doing anything wrong offensively or defensively. Get a great spark from Silver Lake there towards the end of the second quarter, especially with that huge three-pointer from Trouch right before the buzzer. But they've got to get the shots to start falling. In the last couple games that we've seen Silver Lake, Rob, they haven't been shooting the ball particularly well. And again, shooting woes are hampering their efforts tonight to get a victory.
Well, again, and we talked about the last time we saw them, their shots come the second they get the ball. They're not taking that look. And I understand that you have to get rid of that ball quickly against a team, especially like the Blue Hill Bobcats, but they're getting that time. They're getting the passes. And when they can get that shot on, they're just off the mark because I think they're rushing again.
Yeah, you certainly don't want to take an off-balance shot unless you absolutely have to, Rob. And they have time to set up shots. They're getting the ball. The plays are set to get there. And I just think that it just that extra time, that extra effort, just to set yourself and make a good shot. And if you do set yourself, that player comes up to your face, they set up for the block, well, then just pass it around and force that offense. It's just a matter of the process, Rob. You got to work that offense, and whether it's practice, you got to get that offense to where it starts to execute to points.
Yeah, well, they're certainly got the work cut out for them coming into the second half here. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll figure out what the fly in the locker room is listening to. So stay with us. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 at KLIQFM.com.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4 and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
Tim's Service in Bladen wishes the Silver Lake athletes and teams good luck and good sportsmanship. Tim's Service is your convenience store in Bladen with food, other snacks, drinks, and much more. Gas and oil service, too. Tim's Service also does auto and truck repair, ASE certified, and is a Napa Auto Care Center installing quality Napa parts with 24-hour record service. Call Dennis at 402-756-1661 and make your next stop at Tim's Service in Bladen, proudly supporting the Silver Lake Mustangs.
great views of the world come in many shapes and sizes. Visit Century Lumber in Blue Hill and you'll see just how many. With expert knowledge, experienced staff, and large selection of Marvin windows and doors, you'll surely find the item that fits your budget and style. Just bring in your ideas, then let them lead you from product selection to choosing materials to installation. With Century Lumber in Blue Hill and Marvin, you can't go wrong. So browse the showroom today and think of the possibilities. Century Lumber and Hardware in Blue Hill.
Reggie's Bar and Grill in Roseland congratulates all the Silver Lake athletes on their hard work and enthusiasm on the field and in the classroom. Reggie's Bar and Grill is open every day and features homemade noon food specials, charbroiled food, your favorite refreshments, and karaoke the second Saturday of each month. Friends, food, and fun. It's Reggie's Bar and Grill in Roseland. And when the game is over tonight, stop by Reggie's Bar and Grill. They're open until 1 a.m. And from Reggie's, please don't drink and drive.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Donovan High School. Semifinal action in the Twin Valley Conference Boys Basketball Tournament. Trying to see who's going to be the team to step up to face Lawrence Nelson, who beat Shelton earlier tonight, 55-22. Girls matchup already set on the other side of our Twin Valley Conference Tournament here. Silver Lake taking on Lawrence Nelson. So Lawrence Nelson, boys and girls, both making it into the final dance for the Twin Valley Conference. We'll have both those games for you tomorrow, starting at 5:15 for the girls, and the boys will follow at around 7:15-ish. But again, we'll have that for you here. So right now we're just trying to figure out if Silver Lake can put it together and make a game against these Blue Hill Bobcats. Top scorer for Blue Hill, I have Thomas Ozdick with 8, Chad Hastings with 7 for Silver Lake, Jacob Troush top scorer with 5.
Yeah, that's right, Rob. Great job so far from that point guard position. I've been very interested to see how they've been playing Maverick Busboom so far early in this first half. Maverick Busboom, as you know, we saw him last time they played against, I believe it was Sandy Creek, and Maverick Busboom had a lot of open opportunities, and he wasn't taking a lot of shots. Well, he was playing the point guard at that time. Well, now Ozick's been taking up the ball. What we're seeing is he has got Maverick Busboom playing down low, forcing him to get more comfortable getting that ball down low and taking some shots. And so far it's paid off, as Maverick Busboom has, well, he's had 2 points, but, you know, he's getting a lot better looks. He's not afraid to take that shot.
Yeah, absolutely, and Busboom, even though he doesn't have the points to show for it, has made an impact in this game because he's drawing a lot of attention, and he is getting some looks that, you know, come second half, I wouldn't be surprised to see him open up a lot more. I just think that Coach Tim Coffey wants to establish this game, first of all, and get the most out of Ozdick and Hastings and get Boniface. Boniface started the first quarter very strong, and it's been pretty quiet there in the second quarter.
Yeah, and again, we're taking kind of a look at the mentality of both these teams coming out into the second half. One thing for Silver Lake is they got to start getting Ostrander more involved in the game. He's got to start drawing Birkin and getting more Birkin into more foul trouble. Birkin's got 2 fouls, and Ostrander just has the 1. So I think that matchup in the post is going to be a big factor, as was in the first half. To be back here in the second half, they got to start getting him more looks with the basketball, because he's got that height advantage where he can get those bunnies, right, where the rest of Silver Lake players have struggled.
The positive side here is the fact that being down 10 points to the Bobcats at halftime is not that bad of a deal. A lot of teams have been down a heck of a lot more. The thing that I think that the Mustangs need to do the most on, however, is they have got to take advantage of when they get that turnover. They've got to take advantage of it and make the most out of it. They got to get points off those turnovers. If they do that, they're going to get back in it. And if they just make their easy shots, their simple little, you call them the bunny shots, if they make those, you know, they're back in this game, and it's a whole different look to this game.
Well, you know, Robin, it's the common cliche that the team with the most turnovers, the team that, you know, makes the most turnovers is going to be the winner more often than not. But those turnovers have to amount to points for that saying to become true.
Yep, absolutely. And Mustangs will clearly need to do something to get Tim Coffey to break up a sweat here for the because he's been pretty laid back here this that first half, 27-17. Back underway now here as we wrap up our Allens of Hastings halftime show. Kirk Birkin wastes a little time dropping in his first bucket of the second half, 29 17. Mustangs now working here in the near court. Ball now in the hands of Sawyer Monroe. Monroe has two fouls. They'll need to keep him under a little more control. Monroe for three on the right side. Gets it to go. Sawyer Monroe with a hot hand in the second half for the Mustangs. And the lead is now back to nine. Pressure now from that Mustang defense now. Boniface gets triple teamed, set across. Ozdick has it now as they break the press, and Ozdick works his way to the top of the key. Pass over to the left side. Busboom opens up for three. His shot is too deep. Mustangs will get the board. Good hustle by Sawyer Monroe to come back. He'll zip it up ahead. Shot from the post position. Jacob Krause gets it to go. And now the Mustangs are hitting, and the lead now 7 points. It's the closest the Mustangs have been since the teams hit double digits. Ozdick loses the ball, and it falls into the hands of Connor Hansen, and it'll be a jump ball. And we got a timeout by Tim Coffey now.
I think he's going to take a full timeout. He's got to get his team settled down, Rob. They have made some early mistakes here to start out in the second half, and we've seen it. Silver Lake is taking advantage of those turnovers. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And they've been hot on their shooting. So that's a good turnaround, and that's now got the attention of Tim Coffey, who doesn't want to see it get any closer than the 7 points we're looking at now. But I got to tell you, Terry Bauer said something to spark these Mustangs, because they came out and now have a little bit of confidence underneath them. If they can keep playing at that level, they're going to cut into that lead even more.
Well, yeah, and they're just putting up the defensive pressure. That's really the biggest change that they've made, is their defensive pressure. And I think what another thing is they're not afraid to take that open look. Whereas before, if they would get an open look, they would look, you know, to pass it and to run their offense. If you got an open look, you got to take it.
Absolutely. So Nate Coffey now with the ball as we get back to play. The Mustangs trying to work now. Ostrander at the top of the key. Passes over to Catarino Perez. Catarino Perez back to Candy Gomez. Gomez sends it across to Jake Polk. Polk back in the hands now of Coffey. Coffey working against Boniface. Gets turned away. Back to Ostrander, now in the hands of Polk. Gomez with a shot up. It's going to be short. In and out of the hands of Boniface. And the Mustangs will hang on to it. That's an opportunity they didn't have much of in the first half, and now they're getting a second shot after the offensive rebound. Gomez kicks it across now to the top of the key, and Nate Coffey has it. Coffey sends it across to Ostrander. Ostrander back to Gomez. Gomez picks up Polk. Polk feeds inside. Shot is up from Coffey, and it's in. Nate Coffey. He needed that. That's his fourth point of the night. And it's 29-24, a five-point Bobcat lead. Blue Hill getting a little bit nervous. Pass broken up. Reverse layup goes. Riley Boniface gets the Bobcats back on track and up by seven. Boniface going from left to right, throws it back over his shoulder and gets it to drop for the Bobcats. Mustangs now working. Ostrander to Coffey. Coffey goes to his left now. Boniface comes out, and he'll pass it off to Gomez. Gomez now back to Polk. To Perez. To Ostrander now on the left side, still outside the arc. Pass inside, batted back by Birkin into the hands of Ostrander. He'll send it back to Candy Gomez. Gomez, with a foot on the arc, sends it to Catarino Perez. Perez to Ostrander. Ostrander at the top of the key. Jake Polk throws it up for three. It's off to the left side. But Catarina Perez was there, and he gets hacked from behind. Perez will go to the line, and Riley Boniface will pick up, I think, it's his first foul tonight.
And he knew it the minute they blew the whistle. He knew that he got too much of Gomez there.
Absolutely. Boniface does get the foul. Perez off the mark. He'll go for one more. Substitutions now. Maverick Busboom heads to the bench. Catarino one more time. Perez, a 5'4 freshman, gets this one to go. Picks up his first point of the night. It's 31-25, a 6-point Bobcat lead. Mustangs off to a great start here in the second half. Pressure goes, broken. Hastings goes, makes the last-second pass to Birkin, and Birkin drops it in on the right side. 33-25. Hall back in the game for the Mustangs. Connor Hansen. Ball's knocked away from Hall, but Hall gets it back. Comes up. Baseline shot is short. Birkin with the rebound for the Bobcats.
Once again, Rob, that's that off-balance shots that we're talking about that Silver Lake has taken way too many of. They started off in the second half, with great patience that was leading to baskets.
Three-point shot up and in. Chad Hastings connects for his second big three of the night. Sawyer Monroe drives. Hall with a three-point shot. It's up and in. Three for three. Bobcats got a three, and the Mustangs come back. Kevin Hall. Now with 5 points, it's 36-28. Drive inside. Hastings goes up. Left-handed layup is no good. Rebound picked up by Connor Hansen. He'll break the press and come on out. Monroe hustles it up. Tries to split the Bobcats. Loses it. Boniface picks it up. Breakaway. Boniface 2-on-1. He'll throw it up. It's no good. Jump ball is going to be called. Brack Kumke. And Connor Hansen locked up. Boniface just threw that ball up for no apparent reason. Three-point shot now from Hastings. Rattles short, but goes into the hands of Kumke. And Kumke just throws an elbow and drops Kevin Hall. And the foul is going to be called. That was a clean call. Wait a minute.
No foul there.
Ball's out of bounds. No foul. Apparently it's okay. Kevin Hall gets an arm up. Sawyer Monroe goes up for the layup and gets it to go. Kevin Hall interrupted the inbound pass and set it all up. Kumke now to Birkin, and Birkin with a go. Birkin all along, slams it home. Crowd was waiting for that. Three-point shot off the mark from Jacob Trausch, 38-30. Hastings works to Ozdick now on the right side, getting pressure from Jaden Grayville. Three-point shot up and in from Hastings. Timeout is going to be called. Blue Hill wants to talk about it. Just a short one, so we'll stay with you. Birkin to the bench. His coffee was quick to come out and get him down. Not sure if he didn't like the slam or what.
Oh, no, you got to love the slam, but I don't know. What a great turn of events there for Blue Hill. Silver Lake starting to get back in the game. Berkman with the dunk, and then Chad Hastings with the three. Now it's an 11-point game again. They stretched the game out to 11 points where it was 10 points at halftime. Just what a great turn of events there for Blue Hill.
Just a few minutes ago, it was a 5-point game, and it looked like the Mustangs were coming back, and the Bobcats just connected and turned the tide real quick.
Why wouldn't you like a dunk? Why would Coffey be upset at a dunk?
Coffey wasn't happy, but Birkin will come back out on the court. Mustangs now with the ball after the timeout, 2:20 to go in the third quarter. Driving effort, Jake Polk wrapped up. I think they called a jump on that. Mustangs with the ball. Katerina Perez put it up, but it was way off the mark, and the Bobcats will haul it down. Those shots got to be a little closer or on the money for the Mustangs. Busboom back in the game. Three-point shot up just off the mark, short from Chad Hastings. He's already got 3 3-pointers tonight. Candy Gomez now with the ball inside the arc against Boniface. Gets turned away. Shot off the backboard. Good play. Nate Coffey. Picks up his 6th point of the evening. It's 41-22, back to 9 points. Riley Boniface gets it across midcourt for the Bobcats. Kumke now works up the left side to Busboom. Shot just inside the arc. It's on the money. Brock Kumke drops it. 4 points for Brock Kumke tonight. 43-32, a minute 30 to play in the third quarter. Losing the handle on it, and out of bounds it goes. Silver Lake turns it over. The Bobcats will get it back. Thomas Ozdick comes in. Hastings will head to the bench. Bobcats have the ball now. 1:22 to go in the third quarter. Ozdick splits the defenders. Gets ran and nope. An elbow on the Mustangs. Jake Polk. And that'll be Polk's second foul. New set of legs coming in for the Mustangs. Five out, five in. Kevin Hall. Connor Hanson.
Sawyer Monroe.
Sawyer Monroe in there. Birkin came out to get it for the box now as Osdick works the right side. Pass way across the other side. Brock Kumpke jumps up to get it, brings it down just outside the arc. Now at the top of the key to Osdick. Back to Kumpke. 1 foot inside the three-point is no good from Kumpke, and the Mustangs will take the board and try to cut into this 11-point Bobcat lead. 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. Kevin Hall goes inside, picks up Jacob Trouse. Trouse is going to get turned away. Ball's knocked out of bounds, and I think the Mustangs will retain possession. Inside, off the backboard, no good. Trouse tried to get it to go. They took a swipe at it and did not get it. Now Osdick works his way around to Kumpke on the right side to the top of the key. Busboom zips it over to Osdick on the left side now as they swing it around. Back to the right side now, to the top of the key and back left. Osdick looking across the defense. Busboom zips it across now to Kumpke on the post. On the wing, rather. Busboom now sends it all the way across. Kumpke has to go up and get it. Three-point shot way off the mark. It's short. The Mustangs will get it as the time. The clock runs out. Kumpke wasn't aware of the time and just threw it up at the last second. And we'll go to the fourth quarter. 43-32. Bobcats on top. You're listening to High School Basketball on the Breeze. 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Bladen Sand and Gravel backs all the Silver Lake sports teams and wishes the Mustangs good luck this season. May the athletic values of teamwork, enthusiasm, fair play, and hard work carry over to the rest of life. Bladen Sand and Gravel is the place for all your excavating, sand, and gravel needs with four pit locations in South Central Nebraska. Give Phil a call at 756-1261 or 402-462-0209. Bladen Sand and Gravel in Bladen, a proud supporter of Silver Lake academics and athletics.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back. Fourth quarter action underway. Bobcats punch in a field goal, making it a 45-32 game. Mustangs turn it over on their side, and now Riley Boniface will go, and he's going to get swatted away at the end. Nate Gossie may have gotten a little more than ball on that one. Boniface will go to the line, and I think it's going to be Gossie. It is. Boniface's first shot is on the money. Boniface with 7 points on the night. 46-32 is our score. Second shot on the money. Boniface, 6'2 senior, drives it home, and it's a 47-22 contest. Now 15-point lead for the Bobcats. Bounce pass underneath is going to be picked off by Osdick. Boniface pushes it up to Maverick Busboom. Maverick twisted his ankle as he went down at the top of the key, and he's going to stay up and out. He tried to stop and change direction at the same time. You can see the ankle roll. No worse for the wear. He's back in business. Mustangs now with the ball. Pass over to the left side to Ostrander. Back to Catarino Perez. Perez to Candy Gomez, who sends it to the top of the key to Nate Cossie. Gomez now with the ball. Three-point shot from Cossie is up, rattles the iron, it's no good. Birkin will come down with it. foul calls.
Well, it should be on Coffey.
I think it's going to be on Nate Coffey, and if it is, it'll be his second. It is, and the Bobcats have it now, and a 15-point lead with 6:30 to go in the ballgame. Boniface loses it. Katarina Perez had it. Coughs it up. Out of bounds it goes. Silver Lake going to get it. Going to win either way. Mustangs now with the ball. Jake Polk now at the top of the key. Works off a screen. Picked off. Nicely done by Chad Hastings. One-on-one. Hastings cuts back. Throws it up. Boniface was there for the rebound, but no shot. Foul's going to be on Ostrander. That'll be his second. Coach Coffey wanted the Boniface shot to count. Of course, it did not.
Yeah,
Bobcats get the inbound pass. Boniface is going to get that one off the inbound pass as he drops it in. Riley Boniface picked up a quick two off the inbound pass. Good position. Got a quick timeout call by Silver Lake. 49-32. It's a 17-point lead. Hard to believe that not too long ago it was only a 5-point lead.
Yeah, and it's just Blue Hill just working their offense really well right now. They're coming off ball screens so well. They're shooting, really, at a high percentage in this second half, Rob. And the defensive pressure has just forced Silver Lake to make bad passes. They're forced them to take some bad shots. So I don't think it's so much that Silver Lake is, taking the bad shots, but they're just not getting a lot of options. What Silver Lake needs to get back to doing, but I realize there's only 6 minutes left and you're down by 15 points, but that the way they were so patient to open up that second half, you think when you're down by 10 to open up the second half that you're going to be, frantic and trying to score, points in bunches. They were so patient and it was working so well, and they sort of went away from that as this game is drawn on.
Yep, absolutely. So here we are now with 6:05 to go. It's a 17-point lead for the Bobcats. Sawyer Monroe passes over to the left side and going to get a step on the line. Jacob Trausch was... Nope.
I think we have a foul on Chad Hastings.
Hastings, you're right. Chad Hastings picks up his second foul. Mustangs now with the ball. Three-point shot is up. In and out it goes from Sawyer Monroe. Bobcats get the boards with 5:40 to go. Perkins thought about turning around, had a little bit of pressure from Connor Hansen. Shot goes up from Osdick. It's no good. Kevin Hall gets the board for the Mustangs as he tries to work his way across court now. Picks up Connor Hansen's step first. Had a lane for a brief moment and didn't put the ball down in time. 49-32, the score remains. Bus boom. Breaks the press for the Bobcats, and Kupke
takes his shoulder from Trausch.
And Trausch is a pretty big guy.
Yeah.
And Kupke is a pretty tall kid.
But
Trausch came out on top of that one. Four new sets of legs coming in.
Kupke's coming in from the side there trying to get to the baseline. And instead of Trausch, getting position, he just sort of kind of lays the shoulder and turns Kumpke to the ground.
Yeah. Boniface now. Kumpke gets the speed underneath him. His shot is short. Jake Polk now tries to go inside the paint baseline. Perkins swats it away. It's picked up by Osdick. Osdick hustles across center court at the top of the key now. Over the right side of Maverick Busboom underneath to Birkin, broken up nicely by Polk. Polk comes flying down, one on two. He goes up and no! A charge is going to be called.
Great job from Birkin there to set his feet in time.
That was a hustle.
And it was, because he not only had to beat Hansen down the lane. Hansen was traveling with the ball. Meanwhile, here comes Kumke, he gets out in front and then still has time to set his feet and take the charge.
Absolutely. Good play for the Bobcats. Still up by 17. In and out of the hands of Birkin, and now Coffey comes streaking up. He's getting covered by Hansen, and now Boniface steps up. Pass goes over to the top of the key. Jake Polk now. Polk gets turned away. In the face, Ostick was in his face. Birkin will get the board as Ostick was taking, or not Ostick, but Ostrander was falling out of bounds and threw it right into his hands, and the Bobcats get it. 4:10 to go. Lead still 17 in favor of the Bobcats. 4 minutes to go in the ballgame. Ostick tied for the key. To Hastings, back to Boniface now on the left side, getting covered by Sawyer Monroe. Sent across to Brock Kumke, whose strap on his boot has come off.
He's got some shoe issues.
Ostick drives inside. Boniface drives it home, gets it to go. And now they're going to call an equipment timeout.
He ran right out of his shoes, Rob.
Well, I tell you, that move that Ostick put on Sawyer Monroe almost spun him out of his shoes. Ostick worked his way around. That freed up Boniface when Sawyer Monroe hit the ground. Polk will bring it up now to Ostrander. Inside, and Trausch is going to be manhandled inside by Birkin and Boniface. It could go either way. It's going to go on Birkin. That'll be his third. Clock down to 3:25. Birkin's done a good job staying out of foul trouble, though he has three now. Underneath, solid effort and a foul called. Jaden Grayville got the inbound pass and went up with it and was hacked from behind by Kumke. Grayville's shot is up. It bounces off the side. It's no good.
Silver Lake yet to score a point in this fourth quarter. Shows you how good the defensive pressure has been for Blue Hill.
Yep, absolutely. And we're 4 minutes and 40-some seconds into it, or 30-some seconds into it. Second shot is no good from Graybill. Ostick now being covered by Graybill at the top of the key. Works through the screen. Ostick passes over to the wing to Hastings. Back to Boniface. Boniface being covered by Trausch. Polk trying to pick the pocket. Now Graybill will go back to defense covering Ostick. Hastings drives inside off of Birkin. Maverick Busboom has it. Back to Boniface at the top of the key. Ball in the hands now of Hastings. Foul's going to be called, and I think Jaden Graybill is going to get called for this one. That is the case. Jaden Graybill picks up his first foul of the night. To the line, Thomas Ostick. And it's 52-32.
Thomas Ostick kind of having a quiet second half here. That is just his first point of the second half.
3 for 3 from the free throw line tonight. Make it 4 for 4. Thomas Ostick making his most of the charity stripe. 53-32 is our score. Kevin Hall inside to Ostrander. Ostrander spins, blocked by Birkin. Birkin gets it and is fouled from behind.
I believe that one's going to be on Kevin Hall as he reaches from behind. Try to get the steal.
I think you're going to be right. To the line will go Birkin. That's Hall's first foul. Birkin at 6'6 and a huge wingspan just reaches up and drops the ball in. No, this one's off the mark. Rebound the other way. Shot was up from Graybill. Boniface and Trausch go at it. And it'll send Boniface to the line. Foul on Jacob Trausch. Should be his second. Boniface from the free throw line is 2 for 2. As expected, he's really come alive here in the second half. He had 4 points in the first half, and he's got 8 now. and a chance to make a few more. Boniface makes the first one. I think I saw Coach Coffey call for a timeout at the end of this. Should Boniface make it? Shot is up. It's no good. The Mustangs will get it back. Hustling it up now. Sawyer Monroe runs into traffic, and he may have taken an extra step. No, he got fouled. Foul's going to be on Boniface.
Yeah.
That should be his second. Non-shooting foul. Mustangs with the ball. Boniface will go to the bench. Three-point shot is up and in on the money. Sawyer Monroe gets it to go. We do have a timeout. With 2:17 to go, our score 54-35 in favor of the Blue Hill Bobcats. We'll be right back. You're listening to High School Basketball on the Breeze, 94.5 at KLIQFM.com.
The superheroes of service, powered by Petwood. We go the extra mile. We do it all for you. We take the time you need when you don't know the need to. High tech in your hometown. The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Welcome back to Donovan High School. Rob Tyson of Ronick with you. 2:17 to go in the ball game. Blue Hill on top by 19, 54-35.
That last three-point shot by Sawyer Monroe was Silver Lake's first point of the fourth quarter.
They've been a little bit off here in the first quarter. Fourth quarter now with just 2 minutes to go. Leg taken out underneath Brock Kumpke by a hustling Sawyer Monroe. And that could be Monroe's third.
Once again, though, Sawyer Monroe, always hustling defensively.
He is. He
always
is.
On the ground for that ball.
He's a contact player. Brock Gumpke's first shot up and in. Gumpke with 5 points tonight. Second shot coming. Off the mark from Kumpke. 55-35. It's a 20-point ball game. Kevin Hall now. Three-point shot from Jake Polk is up. It's no good. Rebounded down hard. Everybody battling for it. It comes bouncing out. Silver Lake comes away with it. Trouch inside, and he's going to draw the foul.
I believe traveling on Trouch.
Was that traveling?
Hit with a traveling call, yep. Took too many steps. He'll come out of the ballgame.
New set of legs come in for Silver Lake. Brock Kumpke has the inbound pass. Gets it inside. Hip check by Jared Rathje, 5'9 senior. We'll send Thomas Ozdick to the line. I don't think that's the guy you want to foul.
No.
4-for-4 from the free throw tonight.
He's probably one of the better free throw shooters that Blue Hill has on the team.
Takes this one in. Ozdick came into the contest averaging 5 points per game. Has 11 tonight.
Like I said early, I think a lot of that's just his play at the guard position tonight. He's been so much better than we've seen in the past from Ozdick. He's stepping up at the time when his team needs to step up.
Birkin goes to the bench, gets a round of applause from the Blue Hill Bobcat Booster Club. Ozdick's second shot up and in. 12 points for Thomas Ozdick tonight. And he'll head to the bench.
Coach Coffey got to be really proud of the way Ozdick played tonight.
Absolutely. Three-point shot from Connor Hansen is no good. Rebound went to Jake Polk, and Polk couldn't get it to go, but the Mustangs hold on to it. Three-point shot from Jacob Trausch is no good. Hustling in and down hard. Goes Brock Koempke. Koempke just getting knocked around.
Referee's trying to sort this out here.
A little bit of rough play going back and forth. That's Terry Anstein from Hastings 5-Point Bank, by the way. That's not a guy I'd like to get on my bad side either.
No. No, and he immediately got upright, and he wanted to sort that out because, you know, like we see with these teams getting frustrated.
3-point shot from Trausch, no good. Rebound to Polk. Polk puts it up. It's no good. Trausch in there battling. Polk gets it again, throws it up. It's no good. Underneath, and now a foul. Hall went up and is going to be fouled by Garrett Williams.
Back to the point I was making with Terry Anstein doing a good job of stepping in there and breaking that up before it even started. When you get a game like this and you got a team that's frustrated, you don't want to have it start getting dirty. It's Kevin Hall
right.
His first free throw here.
Absolutely. So, four Mustangs coming onto the court. Candy Gomez, Katerina Perez, Luis Perez in the ball game, along with Jared Rapke. Kevin Hall at the free throw line now. It's 57-36. Hall connects. Hall goes to the bench. And Nate Cossey comes back in the game. Bobcats with the ball now. Justin Tupfer, 5'10 junior, works his way around the right side. Going to be fouled by Nate Cossey.
Nate Cossey just couldn't get position on him and ends up drawing the foul as he tries to turn in.
It'll be enough to send Tupfer to the line. Tupfer's first shot off the mark. Another set of Mustangs as Brock Koempke heads to the bench. Up and in to go. Justin Tupfer's on the scoreboard tonight. 5'10 junior off the bench, pops for one, 58-37. 3-point shot from Polk is no good. Rebound goes to Garrett Williams and the Bobcats. Hustling it up court now is Trent Komacher. Komacher works it around, gives it up to the outside to Williams. Williams' shot is no good.
Looks like we're getting over the back call.
Yeah. Check that. That's Matt Thramer that's in there for the Bobcats. As the Bobcats get pretty deep off the roster, Sawyer Monroe back in the game, makes the pass over to the left side. Trausch puts the three-pointer up. It's no good. Bobcats get the rebound. Matt Thramer gets it. Picked off. Up and in it goes. Good shot. Good effort by Jake Polk. Polk, who has been very quiet. Timeout is called. And it'll be a full one. So we will be taking a break with 26 seconds to go. 58-39 is our score. The Bobcats are on top. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 at KLIQFM.com.
Different windows can make a big difference in the way you feel about your home. Anderson Windows, with their high-performance, low-E insulating glass, insulate up to 41% better in the summertime than windows with standard dual-pane glass. This means comfort in heat, cold, rain, or shine. Anderson Windows can help lower your energy bills, and that's bound to give you a good feeling. Stop in and see the full line of Anderson Windows at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, West Jackson Street, Holstein. Anderson Windows. Long live the home.
Welcome back to Donovan High School. Rob Osmond, Tyson Hrabonik with you as we are anticipating the Blue Hill Bobcats holding on to their lead here as we have 26 seconds left. The Bobcats will advance to take on Lawrence Nelson, presumably, in the championship game tomorrow. Long pass down, cooking in and out of the hand of Trent Komacher. Bobcats will hold on to it, and a foul is going to be called. No, a jump ball is going to be called. I thought they were intentionally trying to foul. Starters back in now for Silver Lake. Polk makes the inbound to Sawyer. 15 seconds on the clock. underneath the Hall. Hall gets turned away. Three-point shot from Monroe goes up and in. Sawyer Monroe pops for three. It's his third of the night. 6 seconds remain. Timeout Silver Lake as they're going to try to get some new hands in there. 58-42 is our score. We've got a couple scores for us, Tyson?
Yeah, Rob, just got the scores to pass along for you from our Hastings area team. Hastings High lost pretty bad to, I believe it was Gretna tonight, by the score of 67-22. Gretna defeating the Hastings High Tigers, and they've now, I believe, have lost 12 straight games. And then the Adams Central boys in the Loup Flat Valley Conference Tournament have defeated St. Paul by the score of 62-51. So Adams Central will move on into the championship game on Saturday.
Absolutely. So that should be a fun matchup here. Of course, we'll have our championship game for the Twin Valley Conference for you tomorrow. Doing some Saturday duty, we'll have the girls will take it first at 5:30. Pregame will be at 5:15. Lawrence Nelson taking on Silver Lake in the girls' matchup. Lawrence Nelson will take on the Bobcats here. After 6 seconds of play, long pass and a travel going to be called.
I think, is Blue Hill already working on the Hail Mary pass for next year in football?
I think that's a football play they're going. And you know what? They wouldn't stop the play on that one.
That is the second time we've seen that inbounds play where they got a guy streaking down towards the basket. And it just looks like the Hail Mary in football. Thrown up there for anybody to get it.
It would have been effective. Blue Hill got turned away in their bid for a second state championship in football last year. Sad to see.
I believe we called that game. I'm surprised they let us out of Blue Hill.
We had to make a quick exit, I'll tell you that.
Yes.
We're trying to make it up here as scratch on the elbow of Sawyer Monroe will send him to the bench. 4 seconds on the clock. 3 second shot. 3 point shot. It's no good at the buzzer. Jacob Trouch took a shot at it. But that'll be our final score, 58-42. The Blue Hill Bobcats will advance to the championship. We'll tell you everything about it, everything you want to know wrapping up tonight as we complete our third game of the evening. We'll take a quick break and come right back with our Sylvan Learning Center post-game show, and we'll wrap it all up for you. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 at KLIQFM.com.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
Reggie's Bar and Grill in Roseland congratulates all the Silver Lake athletes on their hard work and enthusiasm on the field and in the classroom. Reggie's Bar and Grill is open every day and features homemade noon food specials, charbroiled food, your favorite refreshments, and karaoke the second Saturday of each month. Friends, food, and fun. It's Reggie's Bar and Grill in Roseland. And when the game is over tonight, stop by Reggie's Bar and Grill. They're open until 1 a.m. And from Reggie's, please don't drink and drive.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
This is the Sylvan Postgame Show on The Breeze 94.5, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Centers.
Help your child get headed in the right direction this school year. The Sylvan team will take the time to develop a personalized program that will achieve lifelong success for your child. Whether it's building core academic skills and filling in the gaps, improving study habits, getting them prepared for college, or providing focused help in one subject, Sylvan can help. To learn more, call Sylvan today at 1-800-EDUCATE or visit us on the web at www.educate.com.
Now, let's go back for a recap of tonight.
Welcome back to Donovan one last time. Rob Osmond, Tyson Harvonik with you as we wrap up our last game of our trifecta tonight as the Blue Hill Bobcats take over the Silver Lake Mustangs 58-45. You're listening to the Sylvan Learning Center post-game show brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center, 1-888-EDUCATE. And congratulations to all of our winning teams tonight. But the Blue Hill Bobcats did not look their best, shall we say, tonight. However, they did enough to come out victorious against Silver Lake. Solid effort, however.
Yeah, and what I was really impressed with Blue Hill tonight was the play of
Thomas Ozdick.
A man, like you said, he averaged, what, 4 points
five,
a game?
5 points a game, yeah.
And he ends up with 12 tonight, really controlled the ball well at the point tonight. Then you look at Chad Hastings, who made some critical three-pointers, especially there in that third quarter when we saw Silver Lake was getting starting to get close. They got it within five. Well, Chad Hastings hit 2 three-pointers to finish with 6 points in that third quarter that really started Blue Hill to start to pull away from Silver Lake. And then Riley Boniface, what can you say about his ability to he's such a magician when he's down there, down low in the post, when he just can change his ball in. Once again, a great play from Riley Boniface tonight, and I believe we're going to get Coach Coffey up here in just a bit. So just to finish up with the some of the stats and some of the points, Sawyer Monroe, what a tremendous game. He's a tremendous athlete at Silver Lake. He ends up with 12 points, and he had, three-point field goals in the game to be the leading contributor for Silver Lake Mustangs.
Just a all-around effort, a solid effort for the Bobcats. I made the assumption, and I'm going to have to correct myself, and not their best effort tonight, clearly, but still a very good effort and a very good job by the Blue Hill Bobcats. Again, we kind of called on Maverick Buswood to pick up his play in the second half. He did. Riley Boniface clearly picked up his play in the second half, and you call him a magician, but I'll tell you, Riley Boniface has a good physical appearance on the court, a physical presence on the court, and he just flat out hustles all the time.
And he does, but the magician part comes from what he can create in the air, his ability to switch ball hands and just find ways to make points. That's why I call him the magician, but you're absolutely right. A tremendous athlete for the Blue Hill Bobcats.
All right, before we take a quick break, we are going to talk to the head coach, Jim Coffey of the Blue Hill Bobcats, who came out on top tonight. Coach Coffey, congratulations on a fantastic win. You guys did a super job tonight. How do you feel about going into the championship tomorrow now?
Feels really good. You know, Silver Lake pretty tough. They hustled on the boards really well tonight. Actually, I think they might have out-rebounded us, but second half, our boys straightened up, and we kind of took the boards over the second half.
There was a moment in that third quarter where they came back. They were down by 10 at halftime, Silver Lake was. Battled back, they got to within five, and for just the briefest of the moment, I saw a little question mark in your eye, a little concern.
Yeah, you know, we talked about halftime, controlling the tempo, and making sure we got a good shot. And a couple times we come down and force a couple shots, you know, and they don't fall, then they get the momentum right back. You know, I think the big change was Burkin got that wide open dunk, you know, and everybody kind of picked their game up from there.
You said something to him immediately afterwards. What did you say to him?
I told him to play some defense now. You know, we were kind of lackadaisical on our defensive side. And I think after that dunk, the momentum changed and our defense stepped up.
Thomas Ozdick, fantastic play at that guard position tonight. He just, I had not seen him show so much aggressiveness or so much presence in a game to date. And now all of a sudden, boy, he just came up and he was just playing and firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, Thomas shot the ball well tonight. He played very good defense, you know, and you know, at the end, he made his free throws, and, you know, in practice, Thomas plays that way all the time, and you know, it's a good night for him to step up, and tomorrow night, I hope he has the same type of night.
He just looked like he's been doing it all his high school career tonight. I mean, he averages 5 points, and he comes in with a solid 12, but his presence and his control of the game really set the tone for you guys.
Yeah, you know, he looks to penetrate a lot, and then he looked to kick off. You know, we had a set play set there, and, you know, it finally worked to perfection, it looked like, and he penetrated and dished off to Riley, and that was a great pass he had.
You guys did a lot of good passing tonight and trying to make the most of your opportunities. Is that something you guys have been working on?
Yeah, the last couple of days. That's where, you know, we had so many turnovers the last couple of days. We're trying to settle that down and We'll try to get under 10 every game, and hopefully tonight we come close.
I didn't see what the stats were for turnovers. But another thing, you guys, Blue Hill's always been pretty strong on the free throw line, but tonight was a good night for you guys.
Yeah, we practiced them quite a bit, actually, you know, and, you know, sooner or later it's going to come down to one shot here, one shot there, and hopefully we can make them at the end.
We were talking about the presence of Riley Boniface, too. He's got that solid body and that solid play down there, and he could really turn the tempo of a game and really did a good job handling defensively and then making those offensive cuts when he needed to.
Yeah, Riley's a very good basketball player. Actually, just a very good athlete overall, you know, and he's got one of the quickest first steps I've probably ever seen, you know, as a player. And, you know, he plays a lot bigger than 6'1". He jumps well, and he's very strong. He's a very good basketball player.
Yeah, absolutely. Kirk Birkin stayed out of foul trouble tonight. That had to make you pretty happy. Just not able to use him so much on that post position tonight.
Yeah, he picked up two early fouls again. You know, like the same thing that Frankie picked up two early fouls. He had to set, you know, and if he's in the game, it makes a big difference for us. People have to cover him because he can play the post very well.
Absolutely. Well, what would you say that you guys a big shift tonight would be that made the difference for you guys?
I'm going to say the third quarter we come out and pass the ball. You know, as a team, we played as a team better the third quarter, and I have to come back to that wide-open dunk, you know. That gets the crowd fired up, and that fires the coaches up, and the players play harder.
Absolutely, yeah. Just kind of a good little spark in there. Now you're all set for Lawrence Nelson tomorrow night. Any game plan or any thoughts on that game?
Yeah, that's going to be a great game. We beat him down there to their place 47-44. And, you know, Lawrence plays very hard, and hopefully we show him play hard. It's going to be a great game. Come watch, everybody.
Should be a lot of fun. I mean, Brock Koepke hit the last second shot the last time you guys met up. But does this tournament add or take away or complement, or how does it affect your run into districts and towards the state championship?
Hopefully it gives us a run into the sub-district games. You know, we're kind of on a roll right now. We won 10 in a row. And like I say, tomorrow night we're going to have to bring our A game because Lawrence Nelson is going to be prepared for us. And hopefully one game at a time, that's all we look for. And it's been 25 years since Blue Hill won the TBC tournament.
Well, if you're off to a good start on getting there, so we wish you the best of luck against Lawrence Nelson. I'm sure we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, appreciate it. Thanks for covering us.
All right, Coach Jim Coffey, thanks again so much. I appreciate it. Blue Hill Bobcats come out on top, 58-45 tonight. So we'll take a quick break. When we come back, Tyson will have some numbers to crunch for us. So stay with us. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 at KLIQFM.com.
Scoop Agency Incorporated in Campbell wishes the Silver Lake and all the area athletes good luck. Scoop Agency Incorporated serves you with farm, auto, home, and crop insurance. They'll help you with the best prices and the best protection possible. Call the Scoop Agency at 402-756-8661, and it's a good idea to meet with your agent annually to make sure you're fully covered. Scoop Agency Incorporated, security is their business, service is their watchword. Scoop Agency Incorporated in Campbell, Nebraska.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Bladen Sand and Gravel backs all the Silver Lake sports teams and wishes the Mustangs good luck this season. May the athletic values of teamwork, enthusiasm, fair play, and hard work carry over to the rest of life. Bladen Sand and Gravel is the place for all your excavating, sand, and gravel needs with four pit locations in South Central Nebraska. Give Phil a call at 756-1261 or 402-462-0209. Bladen Sand and Gravel in Bladen, a proud supporter of Silver Lake academics and athletics.
Tim's Service in Bladen wishes the Silver Lake athletes and teams good luck and good sportsmanship. Tim's Service is your convenience store in Bladen with food, other snacks, drinks, and much more. Gas and oil service, too. Tim's Service also does auto and truck repair. ASE certified and is a Napa Auto Care Center installing quality Napa parts with 24-hour record service. Call Dennis at 402-756-1661 and make your next stop at Tim's Service in Bladen, proudly supporting the Silver Lake Mustangs.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Donovan High School. We're wrapping up a triple header of games tonight in the Twin Valley Conference. do need to send our apologies to Coach Coffee. By the way, it's John Coffee. We've been calling him Tim. I've been calling him Tim all night. I think you'd know better after so long. At any rate, Blue Hill Bobcats come out on top tonight. They did it with some solid play all the way around. Tyson's got some numbers to crunch for us.
Yeah, you're right, Robin. They got some a solid play, especially in the second half, and especially from Riley Boniface. Riley Boniface has 4 points in the first half. He ends up with 13 points total, so 9 points there in the second half. Also a great second half performance from Kurt Birkin as well, who finished with 10 points on the game. He had only 4 points in the first half. Not much of a factor. Got in a little bit of early foul trouble. Was taken out. He comes back. Does a good job. He only finished with 3 fouls. So a good job from Birkin there at the end. But once again, the play from Thomas Austin tonight is kind of what we're talking about. He really stepped up his game tonight from the point guard position, averaging 5 points a game. Finishes with 12. A big factor in Blue Hill's victory tonight, especially on the offensive side of the ball. Turn around for Silver Lake now. We talked about Sawyer Monroe and the hustle that he provides Silver Lake and just the spark that he provides. He finishes with 12 points on the game. Like we said, three big three-point field goals there, and he only had 1 point in the first half. He only was one for two from the free throw line. He comes up in the second half and just starts to shoot the ball to try to get his team back in the game. Obviously all for losing effort, but you got to hand out props to Sawyer Monroe, and Ostrander finishes with 7 points as well. And we have Cosi was six. Nate Cosi with 6 points. And return of Kevin Holloway, he finishes with 6 points on the game, including one big three-point field goal there in the second quarter that kept Silver Lake in it at halftime. But like we said, all for a losing effort tonight is the Blue Hill Bobcats offense was just too strong. Defensive pressure, especially, let's talk about that in the fourth quarter, where until the three-minute mark of the fourth quarter, Silver Lake was held scoreless and was unable to get back into the game.
Yeah, that Bobcat defense absolutely held on and did exactly what they were supposed to do. We were talking just a few minutes ago to the coach. I really enjoyed his comments about Thomas Ozdick, how he practices just like he played tonight. Mm-hmm. He is so unselfish. That's why he doesn't get the big numbers that are expected of him, like we saw tonight. And tonight he got the look and just took the shots, and it felt right for him, and he got it and did a good job. I can just see him practicing and just taking the shots, because that's what you do in practice. You're not a ball hog in practice.
Right.
In a game, you're expected to look, get that open man, and he has that vision and that awareness to spread the wealth. But tonight it fell into his lap.
Yeah, and like we said, great performance from Thomas Ozdick tonight. And he was also a very huge contributor to the assist column, too, because once you start to get that hot hand shooting, you're going to draw defensive pressure, and that allowed for players like Birkin and Boniface to have a huge second half.
Yeah, and that was just a fun little exhibition to watch there. So we'll kind of wrap things up here. Silver Lake will fall to 7-9 on the season. Their season doesn't look good right after this tournament. They're going to be taking on a tough Giltner team in D2. Giltner 12-3 on the season, and then they'll wrap up at Wilcox Hildreth, and then they'll take on Shelton at home. So Silver Lake got a pretty tough little draw here to wrap up their season. Obviously, postseason play is pretty much out of the question for Silver Lake unless they can come back and win their sub-districts and get into the districts that way, or get into the playoffs that way. For Blue Hill, they improved to 14-3 and earned themselves the golden ticket to get into the championship game of the Twin Valley Conference against Lauren Nelson. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll tell you about all the games we had tonight and what it means and what's in store for us tomorrow, and kind of get a quick preview of all that. So stay with us. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze 94.5 at KLIQFM.com.
Great views of the world come in many shapes and sizes. Visit Century Lumber in Blue Hill and you'll see just how many. With expert knowledge, experienced staff, and large selection of Marvin windows and doors, you'll surely find the item that fits your budget and style. Just bring in your ideas, then let them lead you from product selection to choosing materials to installation. With Century Lumber in Blue Hill and Marvin, you can't go wrong. So browse the showroom today and think of the possibilities. Century Lumber and Hardware in Blue Hill.
Halls Oil Incorporated proudly supports all of the Silver Lake athletes, teams, and coaches. Halls Oil has truckloads and semi-truckloads of fuel delivery, gas, diesel, or propane.
Halls Oil also carries a complete line of Chevron lubricants by the barrel or in bulk. Halls Oil also has a selection of tires and batteries. Call Halls Oil in Campbell or Wilcox for all of your petroleum needs. Call 402-756-8691. Good luck, Mustangs, from Halls Oil Incorporated in Campbell and Wilcox.
Rain and hail crop insurance products offered through the Kroll Agency give you a long-standing, stable company with innovative products, services, and ideas for your operation. Stop by and visit with the Kroll Agency for all your risk management needs by sales closing date of March 15, 2010. Contact any of the Kroll Agency offices in Kennesaw, Hastings, Roseland, and Minden. The Kroll Agency Incorporated, Kennesaw, Hastings, Roseland, and Minden. Rain and Hail LLC is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back one final time to Donovan High School. Rob Osmond, Tyson Ravonik wrapping up our triple header on our games of the week on KLIQ. And just to kind of recap everything that we've seen here tonight, the Lawrence Nelson Lady Raiders took care of Deschler earlier tonight in the first game of the four that were played today, 38-23. Lawrence Nelson Raiders in the championship for the girls. Silver Lake takes on Shelton for the girls also, and Silver Lake comes out on top 65-36, so the matchup between Silver Lake and Lawrence Nelson is on for the Twin Valley Conference Tournament Championship tomorrow. That game will come your way at 5:30. Our pregame show will start at 5:15 tomorrow right here on the Breeze. On the boys' side of the bracket, started off the evening with Shelton and Lawrence Nelson going at it. Lawrence Nelson comes out on top, 55-22, so it'll be an all-Raider championship for tomorrow for girls and boys, both teams advancing to the championships. The boys will play Blue Hill that we just heard, wrapped up a 58-42 win over Silver Lake, so it'll be Blue Hill and Lawrence Nelson on the boys' side of the bracket. Some interesting matchups all the way around, Tyson.
Yeah, and I think I'm very interested in the boys' matchup, especially because the way Lawrence Nelson has been playing the last couple games is going to provide matchup. Like I said, Blue Hill's going to provide matchup problems with their height, but just Lawrence Nelson's fast. I mean, they're going to run up and down the court, and so you've got speed versus height, and it's going to be very interesting to see what all transpires here tomorrow. And like I said, I really love the way Lawrence Nelson's been playing lately. They're a hot team. And Blue Hill, the last couple of games we've seen them, have kind of been sluggish.
Well, absolutely. Well, Blue Hill won against Lawrence Nelson the last game that we called, that same matchup. So that's an interesting little rematch that's going to develop. But remember, Blue Hill won it in the last second on a Brock Gumke three-point shot against Lawrence Nelson?
It was Sandy Creek.
Oh, it was Sandy Creek.
Yeah, it was Sandy Creek.
It was Sandy Creek, you're right. So, at any rate, it would have been a great little bit of drama.
However, a beautiful segue.
That's why Coach Coffey looked at me funny when I said that there a few minutes ago. I can never put it together. What is it I always say? My short-term memory isn't there anymore. My short-term memory isn't there anymore.
That's all right.
Anyway, so Blue Hill, Lawrence Nelson, a great matchup tomorrow, and I just look for a pretty exciting matchup there, but I'm kind of looking forward to the girls' matchup, to be honest with you. Silver Lake and Lawrence Nelson, that's going to be a good battle.
That is actually a rematch of a game we just saw last week when Kathy Biltoff came into Silver Lake High School, and, you know, it was a good showing early, but like we said, it's just a matter of, you know, how many times do you get to see this pressing defense and be able to make offensive adjustments. Lawrence Nelson struggled offensively in that first time we watched him. If they get some shots to start falling, because remember, Lawrence Nelson had the advantage in the offensive rebounding department by probably tenfold in that matchup, but they just weren't able to convert that to point. If they can start to convert that to point, I think we're going to see a much closer matchup and a much better ballgame for the Twin Valley Conference Championship. And that's another thing, Rob, is no longer is this regular season. When you add the fact that this is going to be for the Twin Valley Conference Championship, you're going to see teams come out and play a little bit more differently.
Yeah.
Just because it's that added sense. It's the teams that can keep their emotions in check, but yet you got to play with that heightened sense of adrenaline. but you got to keep it in check as well and just play some sound fundamental basketball.
Well, Silver Lake putting their undefeated season on the line tomorrow for that championship, so both teams will be picking up their level of play, and I'm looking forward to seeing it. It'll be a lot of fun. Make sure you plan to tune in. 5:15, we'll get everything started for the first of our two games coming your way for the boys and the girls for the Twin Valley Conference Basketball Tournament Championship. So on that note, we'll wrap things up here. Rob Osmond, Tyson Ravonik saying thanks so much for tuning into our triple header tonight. Look forward to the double header tomorrow. Have yourselves a great weekend. Bye now.